Some yes right there for you on KX93.5. Alyssa in for Tyler for a special What's on Tap. And I mean, I got Rob here from Laguna Beach Beer Company, and I love when Tyler's out because I get to do this with you.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Nice break in the day.
Beer 30. And it actually, it would have been great if it was actually 12:30. That would have been great, but we're slightly off.
We are. It's okay.
It's all right.
I liked being early.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. And I know you got something good, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, which is pretty awesome.
We do. Lots of fun stuff going on.
So do you want to tell us about what's going on for your Cinco de Mayo first, and then we'll get into the beer?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Little fiesta down at the Canyon location, as well as out in Rancho. We have a few items to talk about, like tacos, nachos, and tortas being served that day.
My favorites.
Yes. Yeah. Nice savory torta, like carnitas, avocado, lettuce.
Sounds perfect.
It's so amazing.
Mm.
We also have some Mexican beers, some guest beers, since we have a few other breweries we're allowed to have on the board there. So those Mexican beers will be on tap. We're also doing a michelada.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know what that is like a bloody beer. So if you like Bloody Marys, very similar in preparation, just adding beer instead of vodka.
What kind of beer do you use for that one?
This one I would recommend our Second Reef Blonde Ale.
Okay.
Nice blonde ale allows the other flavors of the michelada to come through. It's a good base. Or pick a Mexican beer. Popular one I do at home is with Modelo Especial or Modelo Negro.
Okay. I can see that. Different flavors coming through and getting that tomato and the spiciness with it. Yeah.
Fantastic. And we partnered also with Mago Hot Sauce here in town. Clark and Eddie from Kung Fu Tonic. And so those two ingredients are being added to a michelada mix prepared by my friends at Solita Tacos and Margaritas of Huntington. They have a really, really amazing michelada. So they helped us with the recipe, and it's got some street cred. So come
that
on down and try
awesome.
It.
Awesome. And you've got tacos to go with it and tortas and just sounds like an awesome time.
Yeah.
Can't pass that up.
Not at all.
Now, what beer did you bring for us today?
You know, I'm just hoping for summer, so.
I me too. I mean, I need some warmth and no more gloom. Let's get those sunny days.
We're going to skip the June gloom.
Yeah.
And we're going to go right to our Tuava Guava.
Nice.
It's our guava fruited Hefeweizen, and that comes in at 5%, but it just reminds us of summer, and we're trying to push it along here. So this is a very popular beer around town now. It's starting to pick up some momentum. It was backed by popular demand. Used to be a seasonal. Is now going to be a regular beer on our lineup. And let's try it.
That sounds great. Let's crack that open. Let's hear that noise. Oh, that's so beautiful. At about 12:25 here, it's definitely beer 30 in my mind.
That's right.
Looks so yummy.
Mom always said be early, so.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Early is on time is late, right? Isn't that how it goes?
I believe so. That is correct. Mom would be so proud of you right now.
Let's give this one a shot here. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, that's totally a summer beer.
Mm-hmm.
Totally is. That's something you bring on the beach and just chill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or as a patio pounder if you're not at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lighter style Hefeweizen. The guava is present, but not overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
And we thoroughly enjoy this beer. It's kind of my favorite beer right now, and I'm not a Hefeweizen fan, so that's saying a lot.
Yeah, that I could chug that. And I I know I shouldn't right about now because all I've had is my coffee for today, so that won't be good.
Yeah.
If not, we'll have a great afternoon show, guys. Look forward to it.
I know. It's Friday. Come down and get some.
Yeah. So I know you have other events going on, too.
Yes. Yes.
So let's hear. I know you got a huge lineup coming up of all great things, and I heard there's some yoga involved with it too.
Yeah, that's fun. So we're going to do our second Bend in Beer, and it's a yoga session before we open for operation hours. And come on down to some yoga that's taught by Aviva Schmidt, who's a local instructor here in town. We've got some clothing companies, Coactive and Coco on the Go, coming down to have some giveaways and product samples. And we've also partnered with Kung Fu Tonic and Michelada again, Kung Fu Tonic and Mago Hot Sauce again. And it's going to be a great time. So coming on down for yoga, and then afterwards we've got some food specials, some drink specials. We partnered with Blessed Booch, the local kombucha company here in town. So she'll be there, Christy will be there, and we'll be doing mimosas with it.
Ooh.
And it's pretty awesome.
Does that like, I know that that's like a big thing now, adding the kombucha to alcohol. For me, I feel like my stomach would go, you like, oh no, that's too much. But
and I had the same thoughts. But there is like the local beers out there, Boochcraft and Juneshine, that are doing hard alcohol kombucha. Mm-hmm. This is going to be similar, but we're going to be making it on our own, adding kombucha to champagne, just like you would a mimosa, an ounce or two. But it gives you a glow inside and a glow outside.
Yeah.
So it helps the relaxation of the yoga, post-yoga. Nice. But she's got some amazing flavors that go perfectly with the champagne that we'll be pouring.
Sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
So much fun. And then that same night up in Huntington Beach, there's the OC Music Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be its first event, but we'll be pouring beer there. And local band Robert John and the Wreck.
Okay.
We plan, and they're releasing an album, so come find our beer there. Listen to some great tunes. It's up in Huntington Beach in the Wahoo's parking lot. That's Sunday, May 11th. Excuse me, Saturday, May 11th, the day before Mother's Day. So don't stay out too late, but have some beers, and then make sure you call mom in the morning or take her out to brunch.
Yeah, right. Be okay enough to go out to brunch.
Yes. Bring her to yoga. Bring mom to yoga.
Sounds great.
Have champagne.
She'll
brunch
love
with
that.
Mama.
Exactly. Yeah. Yoga in the morning. Good way to kick it off.
Of course, you know.
Yeah.
Like recenter after our crazy weeks. I know you're busy and Tyler's out and we're all busy. So find that time for yourself.
Definitely much needed. Anything else you got going on?
We're going to turn this into a therapy session.
I know, right? Over our beer and like how, you know, it's Friday, guys, and we all need to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how it goes.
We've got the catalyst right here.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It's all perfect. Right.
So I think that's it for the immediate future. Keep in mind or mark your calendars for our 1 year. That's June 6th. That's going to be a Thursday art walk. We have a barrel release, another barrel. It'll be the fourth one. I'm super stoked about this one. It's a Saison that's been aging in red wine barrels.
Ah,
yep.
Red wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's one I know that we're all pumped to try. And the artist on the label is going to be local artist and musician, surfer bro, Sly Dog.
Cool.
He'll be DJing. His label will be released on our bottle, as well as he'll have some art on the walls. And Purple Corduroy, his company, wine company, will also be releasing a special bottle that day.
That's awesome.
That's June 6th, Thursday. And art walk. Come on down.
Sounds like a great art walk to be a part of.
It's fun. We did one last night with a couple new artists, a new installation in there today. Or actually as of Tuesday, but come down and check it out. Mike Kirshner and Coyote Woodwork. Guy's stuff is awesome. He's got some cool cutting boards. That's Chris. And Mike Kirshner's got some cool, cool stuff. So come on down and check out the new art.
Well, thank you for coming in. We always love having you here and especially love having the beer. Go check this one out because it is absolutely delicious. And I'm telling you, I can chug it. And if I can chug it, that means it's really good.
Come party with Alyssa.
Yeah, come hang out with me. And thanks, Rob. And have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.